Letter C. Sunnyside, Currambong. September 30, 1896. Dear brother, those who claim to believe the truth in Africa need to have decided, earnest efforts made in their behalf. The struggling little flock need a firm, decided testimony. Christ is the way, the truth, the life. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that is needed. There is with you and with the flock of God a self-satisfied feeling that must be broken up. The Spirit of God is a convincing power. When this is breathed upon the church, there will be a decided change in their spiritual efficiency. The Lord God is ready to give, but many do not realize their necessity of receiving. They are weak, when they might be strong, powerless, when they might be powerful through receiving the efficiency of the Holy Spirit. Their light is dim. Arouse them from their self-satisfied, self-righteous condition. From those who see the light and truth, the message must go forth with a power that they do not have, and do not feel it essential that they should have. When they do take hold upon the Mighty One by living faith, when the truth is to them a living reality, then they will see a work done that at the present they do not dream of. There is a sleepy indifference upon the people who are right upon the borders of the eternal world. They have missionary work to do, decided testimonies to bear. The trumpet is to give a certain sound in warnings, in reproofs, in entreaties. All should put forth earnest labor in seeking to save perishing souls. What means this deadness? What means this spirit of being self-centered? Time is passing. The end is near. Whom are you trying to save from the pit of destruction? Oh, that God would breathe in these worldly-minded souls. Oh, that they might feel to the very depths of their being that they must watch unto prayer, that they have entrusted talents to be used now, just now, whenever God calls for their gifts to advance His work in our world. Do they hear the voice of God saying, "Ye are the light of the world"? Imaginations and dreams and a knowledge of the truth are not enough. Every believer is to kindle his taper from the divine altar. All are to shine, because the light of the truth has come upon them, and they cannot help shining amid the moral darkness of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Read Revelation, read from the beginning to the close. Not only read, but study most earnestly, determined to understand. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Read chapter 2:1-5. There is to be a doing of the first work. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. See also chapter 3:1-8. I can write but little now. I have written so much for the last mail that I am too weary to write. In the night season I was speaking to you in the visions of my head upon my bed. I said that the company of believers were neglecting their God-given work. They have been in the condition which Christ represents by the salt without the savor. They need the Holy Spirit, and they will not have it unless they arouse themselves and do the works of Christ. They are to give to the world the light the Lord has given them. Unless they shall practice the truth will not sanctify their own souls nor the souls of others. With hearts full of earnestness and light they are to communicate to others the light given them. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Here is your work, leading souls to the fountain of the water of life. All who have the truth in their own hearts as a living principle, an all-pervading influence, will have a living testimony to bear to those who are in the darkness of error. There is, thank God, an ever-living Spirit to guide us into all truth. But it is to be communicated, not shut up to our own individual selves. This Spirit, who will guide us into all truth, must be made known to others, and will guide them. The Word, the precious Word, is to be eaten as the flesh of the Son of God. Let there be no listless, sleepy testimonies. Instead of stimulating doubt, strengthen faith by every word, attitude, and practice. Make known that we have a living Savior, a real, spiritual life, to receive and to impart. Guide others who are now on sliding sand to plant their feet on solid rock. There are souls to be revived, many to receive the joy of salvation into their own souls. They have erred, they have not been building a right character, but God has joy to restore to them, even the joy of His anointed. This will give efficiency and happiness and sanctified assurance, a living testimony. Tell the poor desponding ones who have gone astray from straight paths, tell them they need not despair. There is healing, cleansing for every soul who will come to Christ. There is a balm in Gilead, there is a physician there. In hours when clouds encompass the soul, Christ is not far from every one of us. To whom shall we go if not to the sin-bearer, the great healer of human woe? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There is joy for all who put their trust in Him, and exercise the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Jesus says, "My joy shall be in you, and your joy shall be full." Without faith it is impossible to please Him. A paralysis has stolen upon the spiritual nerve and muscle of the children of God. Arouse now, just now, without delay. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found, call ye upon Him while He is near.